This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Happens to be a place where special, like-minded people gather each week, that would be you, to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. That's good health. I'm glad you decided to join us today. Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and you are invited to help me help you with your health. By calling into the program with a health-related question that you may have on your mind about yourself or someone else. That's fine. Our number, no matter where you're at in the United States, toll-free, nationwide, open line, open subject questions about the topic of health or health-related comments are fair game and are welcome. Our number, 888-553-7262 888-55-DR-BOB or 1-888-553-7262. Coming up this hour, we have the health alternative of the week, health outrage of the week, a product recall of the week, and we'll finish the hour with the health mystery of the week. And, of course, your questions, your comments, your open line conversation is invited. Our number again, toll-free, 888-553-7262. We begin this hour with some good information about how your oral cavity, your mouth, may play a role in the protection against COVID infection, or any infection. Mouthwash may actually protect you from COVID. Do you know that? By utilizing mouthwash. Infected patients with poor oral health are more likely to become severely ill. That's what a study is claiming. So, swishing mouthwash every morning or evening could help protect you against COVID and other problems, another study has suggested. Egyptian researchers found people with poor oral health were more likely to suffer severe symptoms if they caught the virus. It is the latest in a long line of studies which have linked bad or poor oral hygiene to COVID risk, prompting pleas for the public to take better care of their teeth, their oral cavity, their mouths. Scientists behind the study claimed the mouth may act as a reservoir for viruses, allowing infected patients to have a high viral load, meaning particles circulating through the body. Typically, the more virus someone has in their body, the more likely they are to become severely ill. It is the latest piece of research to highlight mouthwash as a potential tool to help kill off COVID. Normally, COVID enters through the throat or the nose, where it multiplies and makes its way through the respiratory system into the lungs. But some experts have speculated that the virus may spread into the blood after infecting the person's gums in their mouth. Cairo University experts tested the theory on a group of 86 COVID patients suffering from heart disease. The medics assessed the patient's oral hygiene and the severity of their symptoms. Results showed patients with better oral hygiene, those who were, I'm sure, brushing, flossing, using mouthwash, had milder COVID symptoms and less inflammation in their bodies. Now, you might be asking the question, how could mouthwash fight COVID-19? Well, coronaviruses belong to a class of enveloped viruses, meaning they are covered with a fatty layer that is vulnerable to certain chemicals. Studies have suggested that agents found in mouthwash, such as low amounts of certain elements, could disrupt the membrane of other lipid viruses in the same way as UV rays or ultraviolet rays. For instance, researchers may say that iodine in mouthwashes have proved effective against SARS and MERS, two diseases caused by similar coronaviruses. Now, in April, a team of researchers, which included doctors, claimed that brushing your teeth thoroughly could lower the risk of falling seriously ill with coronavirus. They said simple oral hygiene, such as brushing twice a day for at least 2 minutes, I suggest five, and using mouthwash after meals could cut the risk of severe COVID. They also recover quicker, according to the researchers. And I want you to listen up very carefully when we get to the health alternative of the week, because it's germane to this article. If you want to know the best mouthwash to use, the one that's safer, and it isn't Listerine or any of the other big box common ones you hear about and see, it's not that. There is a mouthwash that you should consider using. It's a mouthwash we use in our family, and it is great. And I'll have that featured in this week's Health Alternative of the Week, so stay tuned for that. All right, now, let's get to your phone calls. First up is Doug calling in from the state of Utah. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Doug. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Hey, thank you. And I need to find out, I take every once in a while I'll do niacin, 500 milligrams, and it really, I understand and I pretty well feel that it burns the lipids from my blood. But my question is, does that mean all lipids, the saturated fat lipids and the just the regular fat that's in the blood?
Well, it's a little different, a little more complicated than that, Doug. Now, are you telling me that you take a 500 milligram capsule of niacin straight up without getting flushed? Are you taking niacinamide? Are you taking a time release niacin? Or are you taking vitamin B3 niacin or nicotinic acid, nicotinamide? You're taking a 500 milligram capsule or tablet all at once?
Yes, it's B3.
Yeah, B3. And do you get that vasodilation effect that some people talk about when they get too much niacin?
Yes, I do, and it lasts for an amount of time. But the reason I'm taking it is I want to get that garbage out of my blood. If it needs to get out of, all of it needs to get out of my blood. That was my question.
Yeah.
I know you need a small amount of fat. But I don't know, you know, if I'm burning it all up and I'm burning stuff that I need other than saturated.
No, you're not going to get rid of the healthy fats by using niacin as a treatment. If that's the question that you're asking, and I gather that's what it is. No, it's not going to work that way. That's a lot of niacin to take in a singular B vitamin. So, you know, that's something that you need to be aware that you should be taking B complex also, so that you can balance that out. Because when you take too much of one nutrient singularly like that, it can imbalance other nutrients. So during a different time of the day, maybe in the morning, maybe you take the niacin, and then at lunch you take a B complex. That'll have your B1, B2, B6, B12, folate, all of that in there, so you don't create some imbalance. Now, it is true that niacin therapy, without a doubt, can raise good cholesterol, HDL, high-density lipoprotein, and lower low-density lipoprotein. But don't forget also the good stuff about exercising, eating well, and a healthy lifestyle. All those things. There's so many things you can do. Bergamot, look into that for cholesterol management as well. Bergamot, it's an herb that is showing some really incredible promise. And there are many other things, too. All right, Doug, thank you for your phone call. Good health to you. Stay tuned. Coming up is the Health Alternative of the Week. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, and we are back, and we are in hour number three of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I hope that you had an opportunity to listen to hour number one and hour number two today. And if for some reason you just didn't or couldn't get it or woke up late. That's fine. You can pick it up again in the podcast library as of this coming Wednesday. It'll be there for you so that you can listen to the entirety. We had a lot of content, a lot of important information that you may have missed out on. Because if you miss a little on this show, you miss a lot. So, as of this Wednesday, if you missed hour number two or three, we're in hour three now, hour number one, rather, or hour two, you're in hour three now, then go back into the podcast library at drbob.com and listen to it. Spell out the word doctor when you log on, doctorbob.com. Then just scroll down. You'll see the last button from the top. They're colored buttons. Just click on that. It takes you right over to the podcast library. All right. Before we go back to your telephone calls and your questions, we have first this week's installment of, wait for it, the Health Alternative of the Week. At the top of the hour, you heard me talking about the fact that Egyptian researchers once again confirm that using mouthwash may help protect you from COVID, suggesting that the oral cavity, your oral health, is significant in its role as it relates to the possibility of suffering severe COVID symptoms. And so, of course, scientists, as I pointed out in the first segment of the show, scientists are looking at this saying, hey, why shouldn't we be telling people if they want to reduce their risks of developing COVID and any other kind of virus or bacterial problem, let's start with the mouth. Let's start with the oral cavity. Well, this week's Health Alternative of the Week ties right into that conversation, because you might be saying to yourself, okay, so I'll go out and I'll buy, you know, that big box brand that I hear about on television all the time of mouthwash. It doesn't matter if it's Listerine or TheraBreath or whatever it may be. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't use any of that junk in my body whatsoever. The one that I use, the one that you should consider using, is this week's Health Alternative of the Week. It's called Spry Oral Rinse. Write that down. S-P-R-Y, Oral Rinse, from Clear Products, and it's available at all natural grocery stores nationwide. Spry Oral Rinse is a great-tasting, fresh breath rinse designed to keep your mouth and teeth, your whole oral cavity, healthy and clean. Clinical studies have shown that Spry Oral Rinse is part of the dental defense system that reduces the risk of tooth decay, and also something called dental biofilm. Dental biofilm carries all kinds of very nasty things in it, including microbes that can take you down hardcore. And instead of many of these mouthwashes that have corn syrup in them, that have refined sugar in them, that have artificial sweeteners in them, we're talking about mouthwashes, the big brands that you may be using right now, you can rest assured that Spry, S-P-R-Y, Oral Rinse, is made from 100% xylitol derived from plants to keep bacteria and viruses from sticking to your teeth and your gums. With proper brushing and flossing and using Spry Oral Rinse, it eliminates the buildup of viruses and bacteria living inside your mouth. Some of these organisms are very common and are very harmful to your, for against your teeth and your gums. With Spry Oral Rinse, you can reach the places that never get touched with your brush and keep your breath fresh and clean and your oral cavity optimally healthy. That's the key. You might say, well, why is Spry Oral Rinse so different than Listerine or one of these other brands that you hear about, which are nasty, by the way? What makes Spry, S-P-R-Y, Oral Rinse so different, so healthy? Well, let me just tell you what some of the ingredients are, and then you'll understand why. Number one, aloe vera, chamomile, echinacea, a form of calcium, which aids in the development of stronger teeth. It's all in there. And xylitol, of course. Helping your mouth to be happy, helping your mouth to be healthy. That's why I use Spry Oral Rinse. And you can find it at all natural grocer stores. In fact, you can go to the website, naturalgrocers.com, to locate it. Naturalgrocers.com, or find it at other fine health food stores and other big box stores nationwide. You can also log on to the company that distributes Spry Oral Rinse, the mouthwash that the Dr. Bob Martin household uses, by going to their website at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com, clear.com, or naturalgrocers.com. Spry Oral Rinse, the mouthwash that you should be using, the health alternative of the week. All right, now let's get back to your telephone calls and your questions and say hello next to Rebecca in the state of California. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Rebecca. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Yes, I'm 65, and I have intense pain my upper left leg, thigh, that I can barely, I can't get in any position. When I'm trying to move, I just have to try and lift up my leg or something. Nothing works. I've been taking Aleve and occasionally a pain pill from a friend.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have those. And I have many problems, but right now not being able to walk is the main one.
How long has that pain been in your leg, Rebecca?
I've had all kinds of pains, but this intense pain here, probably for about a little less than a month.
Okay. Did you have an injury or a fall or an accident, anything you can put your finger on that could have set it into motion?
So before this, I've fallen a few times. I have knee problems and sciatic pain problems, but I missed a chair. I thought there was a chair there, and I saw my tailbone. But I was surprised it didn't hurt that bad. I felt directly on, how I felt.
Okay, and so here's
I didn't notice it until later.
Okay, here's what I would consider, Rebecca, with leg pain such as what you're describing, especially if you had some fall. The first thing you should do is, one, start using some ice in that lower back area, the small of your back, right where your waistline is, right in the center of your back. Put an ice bag on there, a plastic ice bag wrapped by a cloth that's moist, and leave that ice pack or ice bag on there for 15 to 20 minutes each hour to try to reduce some of the swelling. You may have an encroached nerve, possibly sciatic nerve in there, or femoral nerve, or something that's irritated in that area. And then Monday morning, I would get on the telephone and I would call your chiropractic physician to get in to be examined so they can rule out if this is a disc problem or it's a spinal problem and how to go forward with helping to reduce the pain and see if you're a candidate for care. So that's what I would do, because if the pain is this severe and the drugs, the analgesics you're taking Naprosyn and other things, if it's not cutting it and the pain's not going away, it just means there's something other than just a strain there, most likely, especially if it's been there a month already. There's something biomechanically wrong, and that requires a further investigation, and the chiropractic physician is the doctor of choice. Find somebody that you know and trust if you don't have somebody, or ask her for a referral from a family member or friend. And I wish you well, Rebecca, and I appreciate you calling into the program. Good health to you. All right, when we come back from this break, we have for you the health outrage of the week. Please stay tuned for that. You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone, because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems.
Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll-free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
You are tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for that. Free help for your good health is just a phone call away. You got health question, I've got health answer. Call in right now. We've got about another 20 minutes left in this show today, this hour. Our number into the program, 888-553-7262. Nationwide toll-free, 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. All right. It is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's installment of the Health Outrage of the Week.
Jeez, I don't believe it. Oh, come on.
It's time for the Health Outrage, because it's nothing but...
This is so outrageous, it's terrible, just terrible. U.S. hospital denies life-saving kidney transplant to a woman who rejected getting a COVID vaccine. Talk about compassionate care offered by the medical system. Wow. This is out of Aurora, Colorado. I used to live in Aurora, Colorado. I practiced in Denver for over a decade. A Colorado hospital has denied a kidney transplant to a woman suffering from stage 5 renal failure because she and her donor have refused to take the experimental COVID vaccine. Leilani Lutelli was notified in a letter from Colorado Hospital System, UC Health, on September the 28th that she was being inactivated or dropped like a cold potato from the kidney donor waiting list for non-compliance, not receiving a COVID vaccine. Wow, that's pretty compassionate. The hospital told Ms. Lucili that she was 30 days from the date of the letter to receive one of the experimental COVID vaccine shots. It doesn't matter if it's Pfizer or Moderna. And if she continues to refuse the COVID vaccine, she will face being removed from the kidney transplant list. Conversely, if she completes a full regimen of vaccination against the novel experimental COVID infection, then her name will be reactivated. Ms. Lutelli has met a willing donor through her Bible study group, Jamie Faulkner, who has also not received a COVID shot. And according to Sky News report, Faulkner received the same letter from UC Health informing her that without a COVID vaccine, the hospital would not proceed with the surgery. Ms. Lutelli was told by UC Health, and they had confirmed at the end of August that there was no COVID shot needed at the time and before they would proceed with the transplant surgery. Fast forward to September 28th, within a month, ladies and gentlemen. That's when she found out, Jamie, the donor, learned that this policy around COVID shot was for both the donor and the recipient. No COVID shot, no surgery. This is a life-saving surgery, by the way. While Ms. Lucelli is concerned about how much is yet unknown about the COVID vaccines, Ms. Faulkner, the donor, cited religious reasons for her decision to forego the shot. As things stand, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, or VARS, co-run by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the Food and Drug Administration, has racked up a total, get this now, this is a reporting agency that is self-reported by mostly lay people, that they've had almost 750,000 reports of adverse events reported following someone getting a COVID shot, and approximately 15,000 deaths that happened as a result of someone receiving a COVID vaccine. Now, you might say, well, yeah, but that's pale in comparison to the deaths that are caused by COVID infections, as in 700,000 and rising. Well, we don't know for sure. This is an underreported number. All the experts looking at it going, wait a minute. History shows us that only 1-3% of all injuries or deaths caused by vaccines are even reported. 1-3%. So do the math. If 15,000 deaths have been reported after someone receiving a COVID shot, after people receiving COVID shots, if that's only representing 1-3% of the deaths that actually have happened, what's the math? It's huge. Well, cases of severe harm reported in the VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System run by the government after taking the COVID shots, represent less than 1% of the total administered in the United States. So there's your health outrage of the week. You have this woman who needs a kidney transplant. You have another woman who's willing to give her one of her two functioning kidneys to save her life. Both of these women are being denied the ability to have this life-saving kidney transplant surgery because the hospital in the state of Colorado, UC, the University of Colorado Health System, has denied it simply because neither one of these women choose to get a COVID vaccine. Medicine always bragging about being compassionate and that there's nobody that they won't help or treat. What a joke that is. What a joke it is. And that's the health outrage of the week. And I hope that sooner or later this lady gets her kidney transplant to try to save her life. All right, let's go back to your let's actually get to this week's installment of, before we time gets out of control here, because it often does when we get rolling here. Let's get to the product recall. The product recall of the week. Here we go. You may have heard of these rapid COVID-19 tests. Well, the COVID-19 rapid test marker recalls 200,000 of these kits here in the U.S. As many as a quarter of the results of these rapid COVID-19 tests, the results may be false positives. We reported on something similar to this at the beginning of the pandemic, how these PCRs, these rapid tests, are problematic. A marker test for COVID-19 called rapid test is recalling hundreds of thousands of these kits due to a high rate of false positives. Australian manufacturer Alume announced over the weekend it was recalling 200,000 of its at-home test kit. So if you've got one of these things, return it, please, and get your money back. It's being recalled because they're seeing false positives. That's the product recall of the week. All right, stay tuned. We are coming back. We're going to be talking also coming up about how caffeine users are more likely to get speeding tickets, believe it or not. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and thank you for tuning into the program today. All right, before we go back to your phone calls and your open line health questions or comments, on our toll-free number at 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55, Dr. Bob, I wanted to tell you about the connection between people who get speeding tickets and those who imbibe or utilize or drink caffeine. You've heard the expression, if you've watched television long enough, that if you drink Red Bull, it may give you wings. Red Bull really does give you wings. People who have at least one energy drink a week are twice as likely to break the speed limit. That's what a study is claiming. Red Bull have, for decades, claimed its energy drink will give you wings, and now a new study suggests there may be some truth to that idea. For researchers have found people who consume energy drinks, and for that matter, I would say lots of caffeine, maybe coffee, are twice as likely to speed while driving automobiles and trucks when behind the wheel. But Estonian academics don't believe the energy drinks. Are you ready for some spin? Here it comes. Some of the academics looking at this don't believe it's really the energy drinks. Here's the spin, which can be packed full of both caffeine and sugar, encourages people to speed. Instead, they say, a genetic need for excitement could be driving be the driving force behind both habits. The researchers at the University of Tartu in Estonia, a country located in Northern Europe, found a host of risky behaviors could be associated with a genetic variation on how people generate serotonin, a mood-stabilizing chemical. Scientists combined psychological, genetic, and biochemical data from 817 Estonian drivers with the country's police and car insurance records. According to lead researcher, Dr. Tokoto, the team found a pattern of behaviors connecting everyday risk-taking and risky driving. For example, they found subjects who drink energy drinks at least once a week were twice as likely to speed as those who didn't drink energy drinks as often. They say, we think that the energy drink consumption may be related to a need for excitement rather than the drinks themselves being the direct cause of the traffic violations. The driver's underlying psychological makeup may lead them both to speed and to want to consume energy drinks or even junk food. The researchers also looked at genetic traits among the volunteer drivers. They found some drivers who had variants of a gene involved in the production of serotonin were more likely to engage in these risky behaviors, be it breaking the speed limit or knocking back cans of energy drink. Serotonin, of course, is the chemical that helps carry signals from the brain, and it is thought to influence people's moods, emotions, and sleep patterns. So, isn't that interesting? And I wonder if it's true. I don't know if it's true, because it's not just Red Bull or any of the other energy drinks out there. By the way, side note here, many of them have tried to gain entry to this radio show to sponsor this radio show, and we've put the hammer down on them and denied them entry into this radio show. We don't believe in purporting and recommending caffeine products unless it's green tea. That's as far as we go. And the only reason we recommend that is because green tea has something in it called theanine, which reduces down the effect of the central nervous system stimulant in caffeine. So if you're going to use caffeine, please use green tea. But if you're a speeder, maybe your speeding habits might be related to your caffeine ingestion, whether it be coffee or tea or these energy drinks like Red Bull and a whole long list of others, Full Throttle. What are some of the other energy drinks, Alex, by name? I don't know. I don't use them. You do. I don't. Some of your colleagues there at GCN also probably throw a few back. Do you have a list of energy drinks that you can think of right off the top of your head, off the shelf, besides Red Bull? Oh, you don't? Because you don't use them. Oh, that's interesting. You're an herbal tea user, Alex. Is that true? Oh, wow. Well, good for you. Okay. Well, he doesn't have any names to offer, but I'm sure you know what they are, especially those users that hit those convenience stores every day and the grocery stores or wherever it is that you get your 12 or 16 ounces of your full-throttle caffeine. If you're wondering why your driver's license has been suspended for speeding, well, maybe now you know. I don't think the genetic part of that has anything to do with it. I think it's just once you amp up the central nervous system, maybe your body wants to fly on that caffeine because you think it is a speed-like kind of a drug. And that's why I'm so against it to begin with. Never have had a cup of coffee in my entire life. I'm not bragging or complaining, by the way. I just don't see the need or the value of it. Green tea, fine. Okay. Non-caffeinated herbal tea, fine. There are plenty of other options that you have. How about a good glass of clean water for hydration, too? All right, stay tuned. Coming back with the Health Mystery of the Week, I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
I just want to feel this moment. Oh, oh, oh.
check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome back. We are in the final stretch of the show today. Thank you for tuning into the program. This is where we do the health outrage of the week. Here we go. Health outrage of the week. Women prefer warmer temperatures and argue with men over heating because of evolution. That's what a new study is claiming. It's mysterious. It is a common cause of arguments, but the next time you bicker over the heating, you can use evolution as a backup. Scientists have discovered female members of species are naturally drawn to warmer temperature because of an inbuilt evolutionary difference. Researchers in Israel studied two different animal species. If the animals display geographical separation between sexes. The study by Tel Aviv University found that males preferred lower temperatures than females. This led to physical differences between them at certain times of the year. Research in humans has previously suggested that the sexes experience temperature differences and experience it differently, with women feeling cold more because of variations in metabolism and the production of body heat. So the mystery is some women and some men have various fluctuations of heat, and some have arguments over the thermostat, whether to turn it up or turn it down. We don't know why it is. That's why it will remain the health mystery. And that's why it qualified as the health mystery of the week. One last thing here before we end. The title of an article paper looked at 68 different countries and nearly 3,000 U.S. counties. And here's what a Harvard University professor came up with. No discernible relationship between high vaccination rates, COVID vaccination rates, and fewer infections. Public health and geographic analyst professor at Harvard University recently published a study that found that COVID-19 vaccination rates do not, I repeat, do not correspond with lower infection rates. The sole reliance on vaccinations as a primary strategy to mitigate the COVID-19 and its adverse consequences needs to be reexamined, especially considering the Delta variant and the likelihood of future variants. That, according to Professor S.V. Subramanian, who wrote this scientific paper that was published in the European Journal of Epidemiology. Notice European Journal. It wasn't published in an American journal, even though he's from Harvard here. Professor Submarion, the professor chair of the population health and geographic at Harvard University, has a background in quantitative analysis and holds degrees in geography and economics. So there you have it. No discernible relationship, according to the good professor from Harvard, between high vaccination rates and fewer infections. What does that tell you? Well, there's a lot of misinformation, disinformation, lies, outright lies, and a lot of fuzzy math going on. All right. I want you to make it a healthy day and a healthy week, please, until we're right back here next week. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Be well.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.